Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is Your Health Matter with Dr. Ram Nair. Dr. Ram digs deep into all things to keep you healthy. And now, the man who wears a caution sign on his back, which reads, High Energy Human Molecules Inside. Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
Welcome to another edition of Your Health Matters. I am Dr. Ram Nair, your host. This program is sponsored by Dr. Ram LLC, a consulting company for assisting and providing guidance in submitting grant proposals for funding your favorite projects. Especially the company is specialized in the grants for the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics areas. Although we could help with any type of grants for nonprofits or community organizations and educational institutions, please go to our website, drnayar.com, that is drnayar.com, or email at info@drnayar.com. You may call toll-free 1-844-9-GRANTS, or that number again is 1-844-947-2687. To understand the mechanisms by which organisms, germs become resistant, we need to step back and look at the number of people who use antibiotics in the United States and the statistics of overuse of antibiotics at the same time. We are always finding in the newspaper and on the TV as well as other media outlets cases of new bugs coming up, super bugs that the hospitals and the laboratories are unable to find the source for one thing. And the second thing is they themselves can find out the exact mechanism by which these germs are modifying or changing themselves to in a such a manner that they cause more damage to the human system than the one that the scientific community or the physicians are known to have all these years. So that's why they are called superbugs. The word superbugs was given only because these bugs cannot be treated by the regular usually identifiable antibiotics that are known to destroy them. So we have a new problem at hand now as we try to minimize the spread of germs both in the hospitals and in the work environment and at the home. And at the same time, we are finding these superbugs coming up here and there, and then the calamity starts. It suddenly starts spreading because the antibiotics that are used are not going to be of any use to them at all. In the scientific world, we use the word mutation or change, a permanent change, and that is exactly what is happening in these particular cases. Now, there are mechanisms that in the United States at least, there are mechanisms by which there is a monitoring system that is being used by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia. They have what is known as a National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System. In abbreviation or acronym, it is called NARMS, NAMS. And the purpose of this particular monitoring system is to identify germs that are unusual, the germs that are not commonly seen before, or the germs that are not cured by the antibiotics that are very well known to cure these diseases and kill the germs. So when such occurrences happen, this monitoring system gets the information from the various laboratories across the nation, as well as the hospitals or any other place where the samples are taken from the patients. So this is a very good data collecting system. But again, the amount of information that is coming out are not always, I would say, correct, because sometimes there are some places where it is not reported in the right time or the right way. And when those things happen, it is very difficult to actually deal with these germs before they become a menace to the public. Now, these kind of things happen, if they happen in the hospital environment, then there is also a very good likelihood of, in spite of all the precautions that we all take normally in the hospitals, there can still be some kind of a, crack in the system, and one of these germs can spread through various means to new patients and cause problems. So it is a very difficult situation that we have to deal with. And I will tell at a later time, I will tell you why this happens, because you may wonder why, when we are able to control these germs in such good way with very powerful antibiotics that are known to kill these germs, why is it that suddenly, in spite of all that prevention methods, we are finding something that comes up absolutely from nowhere and it's new? So that is the reason why, and that I wanted to share with you how these germs actually modify and how they become a menace in spite of having the best of the best antibiotics or other medications that are available at present. Now, in the United States, if you look at the numbers that are caused by that, it is estimated that about 50 million of the 250 million prescriptions are unnecessary. In other words, of all the nations, I think we stand very far ahead in the number of use of the antibiotics. Some of them are absolutely essential, but then there are some that are not necessary at all. And so this unnecessary use of antibiotics can create mutations or the resistance of these germs and modify themselves into resistant to this particular antibiotic, such that those antibodies will have no more effect. Now, again, how that will happen, I will talk about how these bacteria really become resistant in spite of the antibiotics that are being used. Now, the estimated minimum number of illnesses and deaths caused by antibiotic resistance, at least, some of the modest reports tell that it is about 2 million cases a year. And out of this 2 million cases, almost about 23 to 25,000 deaths happen because the antibiotics are having absolutely no effect. Now, one of the interesting thing is that there is a bacteria called Clostridium difficile, which is actually a intestinal bacteria that is found in the intestines, in the digestive system. And this bacteria alone has been reported to have caused 250,000 cases a year. And out of that, the reports indicate that about 14,000 deaths happened because of this one single bacteria. This is C. difficile. Now, there are bacteria that you have probably heard, like E. coli, which is a very common thing that we all heard, or Salmonella, which is always we heard about the Salmonella infections through poultry and other chicken or other, disease-carrying poultry or animals. But then there are, of course, the bacteria called, Shigella, which is also in the digestive tract, normally present, but doesn't cause much disease until, such time that they become resistant. So we are actually walking with a lot of the germs inside our body, and most of them are good bacteria, some of them are not, but the harmful bacteria are suppressed by the presence of our health, as well as our ability to, you know, stop these disease-causing germs from multiplying more and more. But the thing about this is that when you use too much of antibiotics for unnecessary reasons, then what happens is the bacteria tend to become resistant slowly. Now, the way that it happens is very interesting. That imagine that suppose, just for a calculation purpose, if you say that you have 100 bacteria you are dealing with, and you are using an antibiotic to kill the 100 bacteria, you know, the in all cases, whatever it is, you know, you are not going to kill all the 100 bacteria at one time. So what happens is that a percentage of the bacteria will be killed, say 20%, and in the second dose another 20%. So the rest of the percentage of surviving bacteria will continue to multiply. So eventually the 100 will always stay as 100 or more in spite of the use of antibiotics. And what happens is the bacteria that is surviving the onslaught or the treatment of the antibiotics, they become a sort of resistant. It is, if I can use an analogy, it is something like an addiction. I don't know whether it's a good analogy or not, but in other words, you get something and then you are not used to it, but then, you know, if you try it again and again and again, you start developing a taste for it, kind of thing. That's exactly what it is. So the bacteria, by getting exposed to a certain chemical more often, will slowly become adjusted to that particular chemical, that the chemical becomes absolutely not effective. And that is how the bacteria changes its genes, and then it becomes slowly a mutated bacteria. And there are other means also, and when let us hold that thought, and you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair. We will talk more about it when we...
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC. The proud sponsor of this program. 2-year colleges, 4-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair, your host. I was talking about the superbugs, that is, the germs that change permanently and become resistant to the known chemicals or antibiotics or other drugs. And this doesn't happen overnight, and that is the main point that I was trying to explain in a way that our listeners can understand why this happens. Believe it or not, one of the reasons, there are many reasons, of course, but one of the reasons is the overuse or abuse of antibiotics in treatments. Often antibiotics, when they are given, you know, they are given at a certain dosage and for a particular purpose. Now, one should not make it a habit to use the antibiotics more than what is being prescribed or necessary. I mean, they are very good. They are excellent drugs for the purpose that they are intended. But if misused or abused, these things can really harm the individual using it. Also, sometimes some unnecessary use of these antibiotics can cause damage to the person's health. That is what I was trying to convey to all of you, my listeners. And one of the things that we hear about is they are called superbugs, primarily because the current mechanisms by which these bacteria are killed using chemicals or medications or antibiotics does not effectively kill them anymore. That is because the germ itself has mutated or changed in a permanent manner, and this happens because just as any other living organism, when you are exposed to a particular thing, and if you constantly expose that same thing over and over again continuously for a very long period of time, then it is just only natural that the living system will try to adapt to that particular chemical or substance, and that is exactly what happens, and that is one of the things. And when that happens, in this particular case of the living bacteria, the genes that are maintaining the proteins and all the metabolic products for the bacteria, they will change accordingly to such a manner that when the same chemical is being given again, the bacteria will resist, and it will have no effect at all. So the scientists have to go back to square one and start working on it again, and to see what kind of chemical changes the bacteria has made in its body, such that this chemical that we have been using for years very effectively are no more effective. And how are we going to do that? And that's where the new drug development comes. Now, in one of the cases about how these things happen is, in Europe, you know, that they are a little bit ahead of us in following some of these directives of following the path of the bacteria and the resistance factors. Unfortunately, we don't have a system of reporting the quantity of antimicrobial or antibiotics used in the food animals. That brings us to a new point. Some of the bacteria that are superbugs or resistant bacteria come actually through the food that we consume. For example, beef or chicken or pork or you name it, or lamb, you name it. So how does this happen? This happens because in order to prevent a disease in the farm animals, through their feed, antibiotics are given. And well-known effective antibiotics, which are which will suppress the gastrointestinal bacteria of these animals. So to prevent the population of bacteria in the meat products, the animals are fed with the antibiotic-containing feed. And what happens is that sometimes the same thing that happens to humans also happens to animals. Some of these bacteria in the animals, because of the constant use of these antibiotics, that same principle, will actually mutate. And then when we get the meat, processed meat, of course, then we find that these bacteria are there. And if by any chance, during the processing period, if it is not properly done, by some error somewhere along the way, then, of course, this particular mutated bacteria would come back to infect the humans. And that is exactly what happens through the animal sources. Now, there are, 89% of the 35 million pounds of antimicrobials used annually in the United States are given to animals. And you can imagine that that's a lot of antibiotics being used in the farm animals to prevent diseases in the animals, which in turn can mutate and cause harm to humans. Now, I read somewhere that one out of five emergency department visits for adverse drug effects come out of the antibiotics resistant bacterial infections. And this is especially true for children under 18 years of age. Now, what type of adverse reactions come? Well, the adverse reactions can be simple, something that can be treated very fast as allergic reactions in some cases. Some of them can be drug interactions and other side effects, which are more difficult to treat. Now, it also happens that it depends a lot on the person who has this resistant bacteria in their system, because of the person's health, whether that person is immunocompromised, that means compromised with immune suppressive drugs, or age, or has any other type of complications in his life, then it becomes all the more very severe sometimes to treat and get rid of this mutated bacteria. Now, here is the problem. In the human medicine, the antimicrobial agents or the chemicals or the antibiotics that are used in the agriculture creates a kind of a selective pressure for building up the resistant bacteria, and these pathogens can really be staying for a long time, because from either the meat that is being taken from these animals who have this resistant bacteria, or even in some cases, believe it or not, through the fecal matter that is going on the farm land and through the runoff water getting into the water system, and then the fish can have that bacteria in their system through this contaminated source of water. So you see how many different ways the bacteria can spread through water, through air, and through soil, and also through directly through consumption of meat. So, I mean, there is no particular way that, you have no escape in this matter once these superbugs become prominent and become spread around a lot. And that is why the importance of controlling this has become a priority now among the scientists. And what we will do is we will talk more about how this the chemical or the technical manner of how they become resistant after this thought. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matters.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program.
program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130.
800-616-2130. Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair, your host. We were talking about antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which is otherwise known as superbugs, which causes more damage than the normal bacteria would do in a person's digestive system or any other system where they cause the disease. The topic of discussion was primarily how do these bacteria become resistant to these drugs, which are so effective. And I was mentioning about the probability of the survival of a few percentage of the bacteria that is being treated with these chemicals or antibiotics, and the ones that survive like that escape the effect of these drugs, they become they multiply and they increase in their numbers, and then when the second or the third or the fourth dosage comes in that same person, what happens is this bacteria become more and more resistant to that particular chemical or drug, and that's how the resistance is built up. And then when they multiply and make more and more of those type of bacteria, the same kind, they are all become resistant bacteria to that particular drug. So if it's a vicious circle in a way, because no matter what, nobody is going to kill 100% of the germs, and we don't want that to happen either, because we need some bacteria in our system always, because there are some good bacteria and then there are some bad bacteria. So when we use these chemicals or antibiotics, the purpose of that is to only kill the ones that are causing the harm to our body, leaving the good ones alone. But sometimes that doesn't happen, and even the harmful bacteria can mutate or change to a level where they escape, and then they cause more harm than one would even imagine. And there are many, many ways that these bacteria can do these things, and to understand that, we have to look at some of the examples, and one of the classic examples is the people have said this in a very simple manner. Most people know they talk about a MRSA, which is methicillin resistant staph aureus, which is actually a staph bacteria which is on the skin and of course in our body normally. And there is a antibiotic called methicillin, and these bacteria, the staph bacteria, they become resistant to this particular one, and then they really become very bad, and especially these are found in wound and cuts and bruises, or in many other various other type of injuries. Staph can be pretty dangerous sometimes, and then there is, of course, there is another antibiotic called vancomycin, and there is a vancomycin was substituted for methicillin, which is the best drug for staphylococcus. And once the scientists found out that the methicillin antibiotic is no more effective for staph, then they came up with vancomycin, and then, believe it or not, in a few years' time, they found out that there are resistant bacteria to vancomycin also. And so you can imagine how these drugs try to cope up with the modern medicine and fight for their survival. Then, of course, the strep bacteria, we all know about strep throat and strep infections plenty. They are very dangerous bacteria. In fact, there are several groups called A, B, and so on and so forth. But there are, we find that there are group A strep, which are resistant to erythromycin, which is an antibiotic which was very useful at one time. And then the group B strep has got a resistance to another antibiotic called clindamycin. So the reason I am mentioning these drugs and the resistance is because strep and staph are bacteria that are very commonly mentioned in our daily life because they are so common, and most people know about it. But these two bacteria are really dangerous, and unchecked, they can be extremely bad. And you must have heard about the myonecrosis, or the flesh-eating bacteria, which is a form of strep. You know, flesh-eating, really what it is that it is actually making these cells die when they are infecting, and that's why, you know, the word necrosis came, dead cells. Then, of course, there are bacteria that are in the digestive system, which are also resistant to many drugs. They are called multi-drug resistant. One of the classic examples is a bacteria called Pseudomonas, which is found in cystic fibrosis and in the lungs and in the wound, again, in the wounds. And sometimes, I think in certain cases of kidney infections, Pseudomonas is a very common bacteria that became resistant to more than one drug. So you have this difficulty of checking this bacteria. One last example is a bacteria that is in the digestive system. A few of them, they have a resistance to a penicillin type of drugs. They become resistant to a certain type of enzyme called lactamase, beta-lactamase, and once that resistance comes in the bacteria, these penicillin-derived drugs have no effect on these digestive bacteria that lives in the digestive system. So you are seeing the different type of resistance. There is a Neisseria gonorrhea, which is gonorrhea is a sexually transmitted disease. The bacteria is called Neisseria, and now that has come up with a resistance also to the drugs that are being used against it. So the list goes on, and this is one of the reasons why one has to have checks and balances in the use of antibiotics, and use it properly, use it under only the directions of the physicians or the medical professional, and one has to be very careful, stop it once the disease symptoms are over. Now, let us start discussing on another angle. Let us start discussing with the consequences of having a drug resistance bacteria in our system. The outcomes of having a drug resistant bacteria in our system are: one is that there will be an increase in the gastrointestinal disorders, the digestive disorders, especially in children, and also in the vulnerable section of the population, like the elderly, or the people who are in the nursing homes, or otherwise sick with some other diseases. It becomes a very serious threat. Then another reason is the resistant bacteria can change the ratio of the good bacteria. This is the saddest thing, because you know, there is a ratio of good and bad bacteria in our system naturally, and that's a natural thing. But when the ratio of the good to the bad bacteria changes, then if the bad bacteria takes over, then that gives an alarm for you know, caution, and you have to be very careful. Remember, we have about 100 trillion bacteria in our system as a natural occupant, and so you can imagine how many bacteria are there, and you know, the balance between the good and the bad is so important. And normally that is kept in a natural way through our proper nutrition and exercise and our habits of sanitary habits and all that. So we not normally keep them in check without any other means. But then sometimes, you know, when things happen, then the whole ratio changes. Then also the resistant bacteria drives the cost of antibiotics, because pharmaceutical companies can spend more time and money to find new drugs, and which will ultimately pass on to the consumers. So you see, the chain is a very vicious circle, and one leads to another, and so the superbugs, or the appearance of these superbugs, are not to be taken lightly at all. Now, the average patient facing an antibiotic-resistant infection can expect a medical bill of between $18,000 to $30,000, and that alone should be enough for us to be cautious about, you know, preventing such things happening in our system. There are many different ways bacteria can become resistant to drugs. One of them is if there are too many of these germs, then like I said earlier, the ratio of proportionality of the effect of the drugs, and some of them will be escaping and they become resistant. Then another way of doing that is the good bacteria protecting the body from infection can be killed by the bad bacteria's population. In other words, you know, it's a territorial thing, and if the bad bacteria overcomes the good bacteria, then that becomes another problem. Then some bacteria, once they become resistant to a drug, gives that resistance to other bacteria, causing more problems. That is something that happens between the bacteria, and the genetic transfer or the transfer can be the one that happens in these cases. So now the cycle of infection goes on, and it keeps spreading over and over again, and that is what it is. And then what we will do is, you know, we will hold that thought, and we will talk about the how to get over these things in a few minutes of the cycle of infection, how they spread. And you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC, for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll-free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair. I was talking about the superbugs, or the bugs that are bacteria that are becoming resistant to different type of antibiotics or other treatment drugs. Now, I was talking about how these bugs become resistant in a general manner, and I was talking about also the cycle of infection. And just to recap, the animals get antibiotics, and they develop resistance in their guts to this particular bacteria for that particular antibiotic. Persons get antibiotics and develop resistant bacteria in their digestive system. Drug-resistant bacteria can remain on the meat. When not handled properly, they can spread, the bacteria can spread to humans through the meat. Then, of course, another way of the cycle of infection is the fertilizer or the water containing animal feces, and drug-resistant bacteria can be transferred to water-dwelling organisms or animals like fish, and they become contaminated, and then when we eat, then we get the disease. Also, drug-resistant bacteria can remain on crops and be eaten by other animals, and when we eat them, we get the disease. Persons getting this bacteria can spread the disease in numerous different ways. And so it is a vicious circle, and it's not easy to stop unless you identify the bacteria at the proper time and before it becomes a menace to the person that is infected. And then, of course, the spread of disease has to be stopped as soon as possible, because the known antibiotics may not be as effective, and sometimes a combination of antibiotics can be effective as well. Now, the question of I slightly mentioned about the people who are normally susceptible and people who are undergoing chemotherapy or complex surgery are more susceptible than normal people, or people with rheumatoid arthritis, or dialysis patients, or end-stage renal disease or kidney disease, and organ and bone marrow transplant patients. These are all very critical mass of persons who can be susceptible to these superbugs if properly not maintained and followed through in their regimen of medications as well as their habits. Now, there are one other aspect which is actually more science than the normal things, I could say that, because when we say that these bugs become superbugs or resistant, there is some you know, science behind it. And that is because, in a very simple way, if I say that, the way they become resistant is by attacking, first of all, the antibiotics are meant to attack the germs at very specific locations. Imagine the germ has a protective layer outside, which is called the cell wall. So some antibiotics are meant to destroy the outer layer of the bacteria so that it can make a leaking, by bruising the outer layer, and the bacteria will, you know, die. That is one way of doing that. But then another way of the antibiotics function is inside the body of the bacteria. There is another layer, just like our skin. There is a cell membrane that can be broken up by some of the antibiotics, which means the antibiotics has to go through the outer layer of the bacteria to the inner layer. So some antibiotics work on the outer layer, some work on the inner layer of the protection of the bacteria. That's how they work. There's another way the drugs act, that is by changing the direction the bacteria become resistant by actually changing the proteins in their membrane so that the drug, when they come, they cannot attack. The drugs will not go inside. In other words, there are small openings that they will either change the shape of the opening so the drug molecules cannot go inside, or they just stop it by so preventing the drug from entering the bacteria. So that's how bacteria becomes resistant. Then, of course, some of them actually will spew out, you know, almost like spitting it out. The drug, once the drug enters the body of the bacteria, they can send it outside of the bacteria without making any effect on the bacteria. Then, of course, the more harder one is some of the drugs go way back, way into the system of the bacteria to kill it. But instead of that, the bacteria will develop some system where they will nullify or neutralize the effect of the antibiotics. Then a very strange way the bacteria make resistant bacteria is by transferring the genes that they have. Because once the bacteria becomes genetically resistant, the genes are transferred to normal bacteria, and they too become resistant. So once that happens, you know, there is no way we can change anything, because whatever is through the genes is a permanent change. And then some other things are, there are many other different ways these bacteria can change, and then it becomes very difficult unless new drugs are being developed, and that is exactly what happens. Now, how can you protect yourself from drug-resistant infections? Well, one of the main thing is that get updated and regular vaccinations against drug-resistant bacteria. Wherever there is a vaccination available, that one should take it. If they have not taken it, especially children, have to take it, because that's the only way you can protect yourself. Then wash your hands before eating and after using the restroom and other places where you are. And wash your hands after handling uncooked food to prevent ingesting drug-resistant bacteria that can live on the leafy vegetables and other kind of food. Fruits and all that has to be washed every time before you eat. Cook meat and poultry thoroughly to kill the bacteria, including the drug-resistant ones. Because by doing some of these preventive measures, you can actually prevent yourself from having drug-resistant bacteria. But again, you know, to be very honest with you, that the real truth is that it is not that easy, but at least we can control, and that's what it is. To recap the whole thing, that we are finding superbugs primarily because of several reasons. One of them is, of course, the overuse of antibiotics or abuse of antibiotics. And the second one is the bacteria or the germs themselves adjusting and adapting to the normal treatment of the antibiotic over and over again. And once the bacteria changes, then it becomes a permanent change in that bacteria, and they will have the ability to withstand the chemicals effects on them, and then we call them superbugs. Now, these kind of things happen more hard for the people who are already having some illnesses, and also the children and the population who are older and also having some other diseases already in their system. Generally speaking, one of the ways you could prevent all these things is by maintaining a proper health, washing the food properly, the fruits and vegetables absolutely wash thoroughly before you use it, and even the kitchen utensils and the cutting board and everything else, you had to wash every single time. And also, it's a good practice to have two different cutting boards, one for vegetables and one for meat, or otherwise always use the vegetables first, cutting the board, and then wash it and then use the meat. In other words, there are little ways that you can avoid contamination, and that way you can maintain your health. So be aware that treat the medical medications properly. Don't overuse or abuse it. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, and this is the time for us to wrap up. Stay healthy, stay happy. This is Dr. Ram saying so long.
BizTalk Radio.